Max McGillivray from Red Fox. I've got the pleasure today of speaking to Terry Pickthorpe, who's the placement manager at Harper Adams. And Terry and I have been having ongoing conversations about the apparent lack of appetite of clients from the fresh produce sector to take on Harper placement students. Terry, what's your view? What do you think placement students could actually bring to fresh produce businesses, either in the UK or on an international basis?
Right. Well, there's a number of things which are on offer, really. I mean, first and foremost, it's the opportunity to have young, hopefully enthusiastic and dynamic individual working in your business for a period of 12 months, in the case of our agriculture placements. And, you know, they're coming in, hopefully, with a view to trying out working in a new industry. The chances are they'll come from an agricultural background of some sort or an agribusiness background and have a degree of grounding in the industry. I see it as an opportunity for the employer to have a 52-week-long interview, if you like, and you're getting the opportunity to hopefully sell the business in the industry to its future recruits.
Terry, I think your response to that's been fantastic. And as I've blogged about previously, there's a couple of examples I know of my age group of guys in their 40s who, when they're at Harper, they did their placement year with very good companies. Those companies invited them straight back into gainful employment post their placement year. And one of them has ended up being the MD of that particular business, which is a £60 million turnover fresh produce business. And the other one is MD of a very successful grain company. And to me, that's the ultimate grow your own for food and agricultural businesses.
Absolutely.
But why do you think there's a hesitation currently for fresh produce companies and maybe even ag companies to take placement students on?
Well, we recognise it's a massive commitment. I mean, you know, you are taking people who, compared to a sort of, certainly a graduate or a full-time sort of professional employee, are going to be relatively inexperienced. You know, they are younger, they have got a lot to learn. But, you know, conversely, if they're showing the willingness and enthusiasm, they will pick things up very quickly. And there's also the benefit of taking someone on who's essentially a blank canvas who you can sort of train up in the culture and ways of your business as you wish, almost.
Okay.
But it is a large undertaking. There's also the drawbacks of the fact that they have to be paid. And, you know, with the way things are in the economy, that isn't always a possibility. So our placements are fully paid. You've also got the problem of a new individual comes into the business every 12 months, so you have to invest quite a lot of time in training them. So there are commitments required from the employer, but hopefully if you're able to look at the long-term advantages, and particularly picking on the things that those very clear examples you've just provided, there are things to be gained from it, so that hopefully it should be a beneficial exercise overall.
Terry, great. And the placements that you're looking for, can they be across the board? Can they be commercial, technical, operational, procurement, marketing?
Absolutely. Yeah, any sector of the business. I mean, at Harper Adams, we're placing students studying courses, agriculture, so that's over a range of different routes, agribusiness and food management, new product development, countryside management. So there's the students looking to go into essentially all parts of the industry, and it's certainly not unusual for, say, an agribusiness student to want to have a go at a more production focused role, or an agriculture student who's maybe got some background in the actual field production to say, right, I want to learn about marketing, I want to learn about purchasing, I want to learn about logistics. For someone who's going into a sort of a very managerial based career where they will be exposed to these different issues, that's going to stand them in very good stead on their placement year.
No, I totally agree. And when we've seen CVs coming through for graduates that have had very good placement years, it makes them so much more attractive to a future employer. So my view is, and I'm sure you agree with me, Terry, the more that we can help these placement students find opportunities in the fresh produce or the agribusiness sectors, it's going to be obviously good for those placement students, but I think it's going to be very, very good for the long-term success of those industry sectors as well.
I would certainly hope so. I mean, that's what we look to sort of set up the relationships we look to cultivate with our employers. It should be mutually beneficial. The student
Great.
Gets something from it, the employer gets something from it, and the industry gets something from it.
Terry, that's fantastic. And if any of our listeners want more information, they can either contact Terry via Red Fox or give the team at Red Fox a call in the office. Many thanks, Terry.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.